There is within the organization of those with negative intentions for this planet and their contacts with the extraterrestrials masterminding the entirety of this planned raping of Earth a good deal of miscommunication. Each has their separate agenda. Each has plans of reaching their clandestine goals at the expense of the other. Herein lies a vulnerable point in their coordinated effort. It's like two pieces of a puzzle that almost but not quite fit together. Inasmuch as we look at situations in terms of holographic energy composites or matrix pictures, we are able to determine points of vulnerability. So the point of this is that there is not a united effort within their reality of experience. The second weakness in their mythology is that of the feeding upon the negative energy that is created by the competition that is encouraged within their organization. When a weak link or a defection is found or manufactured within the members of their groups, there's almost a feeding frenzy upon that departed energy. It is far more satisfying to them that the same events happen to one of their uninvolved human beings. There's more of their own energy to feed the void of separation that must be maintained in order to continue their path. They do eat up the competition of sporting events. It is this point of clandestine divergence of purpose that is the major object of our attention. This opportunity is just that, our opportunity. Many scenarios to use this to our advantage have been considered. As yet, no exact technique has been established, but several possibilities would accomplish the same exact effect necessary. What we are saying here is, though your spearheading action is the key in the lock, there are forces at play here that are stocked up behind the dam that holds back energies that dwarf your ability to imagine them. Do not underestimate the importance of your role, however, for it is the trigger that releases this energy buildup. The forces of creation are hardly impotent. However, they must work within the laws that create and maintain all of creation. The magnitude, which is only the energies that allow the potential for creation, can encompass. It is as if there is a holding of the breath until your free will participation begins a shift in the flow of energies. We, on the one hand, must encourage and guide you in your desire to fulfill your purpose and assist you to be ready to act so that you can participate in the flow of events that will manifest as this flood of energies is released into movement. Thus, we are something like your sports coach, always with our game plan, with having to adjust and figure ways of compensating for the fluctuation in your synchronistic interactions, the movements and intentions of the adversary forces, and the free will aspects of manifested experience. Unfortunately, we don't have any recognition for sainted patience in this level of experience. Neither do we have hair to pull out when you surprise us with your personal decisions. The degree of commitment to the changing of the destiny of the planet from how it is now moving is our only organizational drawing power. The personal motive of the participating individuals is the primary element for inclusion, another beginning consideration of choice of contact. Then other elements of character must be considered. Blabbermouths must, of course, be excluded, but they are not likely to be available. The last statement may seem like a bit crude coming from our dimension of allowance. However, it is necessary to make that point clear. There are many levels of information yet to be considered. Until the primary contacts and discussions are begun, it would be impossible to go further with a cohesive formation of directions for you. There are no planned shots in the dark, so to speak. Even your contributions to the totality of this change in your reality must fit within the framework of the laws of the universe and creation. The law of attraction is the foundation of all other laws. You shall see this in the coming together of the essential beginning groups and in the final assemble that shall be cornerstone of this new evolution of experience. Within this pregnant combination of consciousness shall this conception and movement into the birthing process be possible. It is often quoted that there are no accidents. However, the free will ingredient within the evolution process certainly contains the seeds of both endless diversity and the leavening of the mix. We come to the end of this portion of our continuing dialogue as the process continues in an accelerated mode. Your days are blessed with synchronicity and healing. Love and light are showered upon you in great amounts in appreciation of your commitment.